This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. Almost time for us to wrap up for the day, but we do have one more story for you before we do, in fact, wrap up. But just to give you a few more minutes, if you'd like to get in touch and help us discuss some of the stories we've been covering today. We started off talking about booster shots, of course, and then we talked a little bit about the additions to the MDG. We're now going to move on to a story about making public school teachers Google certified. But just a reminder, if you don't already know the numbers, 018-789-8899 for WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. Chris, what have you got for us?
Yeah, so the Education Ministry and Google Malaysia are teaming up to train up to 5,000 public school teachers to become Google certified educators as part of the Delima certification program. The program offers educators Google products and tools that would support strong classroom experiences and student outcomes. It's intended to empower teachers with training opportunities and to support them in this new era of digital learning and virtual classrooms. MOE Educational Technology and Resources Division Director Masna Abu Bakar said that building teachers' digital competency is critical to ensure students' ability to cope with new ways of learning in the digital landscape. Therefore, teachers at the forefront are expected to be digitally equipped to embed the changes and digital framework in schools. One participant from Kuching said the certification program boosted her confidence as a trainer, allowing her to help other teachers and her co-workers become more comfortable with Google products, saying, "The confidence has pushed me to go beyond, expanding my circle of trainees, and now our training has gone nationwide. Before undergoing the certification program, my work mostly revolved around training the educators in Kuching." Another participant said the Google Certified Educator program was cost-effective and enabled more flexibility in her approach to virtual teaching, stating, "In preparing a virtual classroom, I can craft personalized and suitable materials according to the student's needs and level of proficiency." She also added that having access to the platform's resources has allowed her to supplement and increase the interactivity of the virtual lessons, and that it's critical for them to equip the students in terms of preparation in resources beyond the regular textbooks to improve their learning experience. Speaking on student engagements in a virtual setting, another participant said that Google Calendar has helped improve one-on-one communications through organizations with sessions with her students, and that students have improved their independent studying while she can monitor student progress and identify areas to improve in her lessons, adding that Google tools can serve as a convenient one-stop center for educators who are still adjusting to this change. Apart from being beneficial to teachers and students, another participant said his knowledge has extended to other areas as well, such as assisting with administrative tasks at schools and training parents. He said that instructors from other schools have also shown interest and asked him to help them with their digital learning initiatives, and this has sparked the spirit to study among students, parents, and schools, resulting in an improved digital competency in schooling standards.
What do you think about this, Chris? I know you are the queen of spreadsheets and the queen of organization, and I know you love stuff all Google.
Yes. I mean, you say that as if I'm a very organized person, when in fact, it's basically the only thing that I have to keep my life together.
Right.
But yes, I'm quite a Google fan. And I think this is fantastic. You know, I think, first of all, the initiative and the partnership is really good. From another perspective, a lot of the people in my life are educators, and anything that is going to help teachers, make that virtual learning experience more interactive, more organized, be able to provide them with these tools so that, you know, it can feel a little bit more engaging.
Yeah.
It's so difficult right now, right?
Yeah.
So in that sense, I'm a big, big, big fan of all of this. And I love that there's a domino effect. You know, not just the people who are being trained within the program themselves are benefiting from this, but the learnings are being, carried on, through their circles and their circles and so on and so forth.
Yeah,
I love.
Absolutely. I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, me learning new tricks on Google, specifically because I was helping to teach some classes as well, learning how to do certain things on Google, setting up Google Meets and then inviting so many people to the same session, and just how intuitive it seemed to be. And at first I thought, this is going to be really difficult. How am I going to do this? Absolutely not at all. Once you learn how to do it once, super easy stuff. Arv, have you interacted much more with kind of the Google tools recently, since we've gone mainly working from home?
Not really. Not so much Google. Not so much. But then I was thinking, like, just the word Google alone, right, has a sort of a bridging effect between teacher and student. Yeah. You know, if a teacher is able to say, like, an educator is able to say that they are Google certified, it has, like, especially for you know, slightly younger people, it might have that sort of, it's like a secret language or a language that is understood and accessible for everyone, just to know that the person teaching you is somehow certified by this company that is such a default language. You know what I mean? Am I making
Basically, it makes them look cool, right? Like, yeah. You've got the sort of attachment of, you know, I'm Google certified.
Yeah.
And it helps to instill confidence, I think, in, you know, their ability to bring across lessons on a digital space.
Yeah. Which, of course, are often not the most engaging of things sometimes. You know, as we've... We've seen it ourselves, being involved in a lot of webinars and a lot of kind of these sessions where sometimes it can be a little bit dry, you know, whether or not you're watching somebody else teach you or whatever. Just that little bit of interaction really, really makes a difference.
Yeah,
it does.
Anyway, thank you very much for getting in touch and staying tuned to us all the way through today's show, of course. We started off today's show with that story that Arv brought.
We spoke about how we may need booster shots, and the announcement will be made next week after some research.
And then we heard from Geeta Kandia, the director at KASS International, where we were talking about how the MDG are adding additional initiatives for SME exporters, wrapping up with
Google certified teachers.
Now, if you did miss any part of the show, don't forget you can download the podcast. It's available a little bit later on via our website, or you can listen to it back through the BFM app, which is available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. But don't go anywhere, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, as usual, is the Breakfast Grill replay. In 2015, the World Bank reported that Malaysians are estimated to waste about 1 million hours annually stuck in traffic, which they estimated costs around 20 billion ringgit annually. Is Malaysia doing enough to develop public transport in the country? And what can Malaysia do to improve public transport? The Breakfast Grill, we're talking to Dato' Riza Abdul Saleh, Pressorana's first CEO, and Dr. Rosli Khan, FMT columnist and transportation expert. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. To take us up there, it's the Black Pumas with Fire. On behalf of Arvind Yuvaraj from home and Christian Wong here in the studio, I'm Rich Bradbury, and this was Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.